Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. So let's review the chapters from what we've already read earlier in this devotional series. We are now going to review, explore, and discuss the holy text more in depth than before. So now let's open up our Bibles to Galatians chapter 4. We are going to be starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 7. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. They have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father set. And that's the way it was with us before Christ came. We were like children. We were slaves to the basic spiritual principles of this world. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, "Abba, Father." Now you are no longer a slave but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. Once again, that was Galatians chapter 4 verses 1 through 7 in the New Living Translation. Let's talk about and investigate the scriptures more in depth together. Rules aren't bad, but they don't make us good. The Galatians had received the Holy Spirit by faith. Paul wrote this letter to prevent them from trying to get the fruit of the Spirit through the human effort of following the law. The new covenant has come, with the Spirit of God living inside of believers. The Galatians were trying to go back to the old covenant, symbolized by circumcision. They were trying to be right with God through their own effort, which wasn't even the way to be righteous in the old covenant. We can see the Trinity in these verses. The Father sent his Son to buy our freedom. The Son chose to be crucified under the law. Christ rose again and sent his Spirit into our hearts. The Spirit reminds us of the love of the Son, who made us children of the Father, so we can cry out, quote, "Abba," end quote. Abba means, quote, "Dad," end quote. You are an heir called, adopted, chosen, and loved. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why is it important to speak to God as a close, loving dad? Are you trying to be right with the Lord by loving and following Jesus or by following the rules? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.